institutions that have different levels of classification and security, so it would be almost premature after 30 days, I think, to make a judgment that, you know, this is the way it's coming out with respect to Marcy's Law in terms of all of the outcomes. We may not have covered all of the level one, two, three, four level institutions, which have different categories and different types of like prisoners. So when those cycles close off, I think we'll be in a position.
You'll be able to evaluate, and it's something you're looking at.
And make adjustments.
Okay. Very good. Questions from members? Nope? Okay. Okay, witness, yes, I'm sorry.
How many of your commissioners are going to be up for confirmation hearings this year?
11 of the 12, Senator.
11 of the 12. Does that mean 11 of the 12 have been there less than 1 year?
Some of them may, because they have staggered terms, would be a little longer, but I think the majority of the commissioners have been here for less than a year. And it might be six, it might be seven. Am I incorrect? Yeah, some have been reappointed, but I believe we at least put six on the books last year, so there will be six up, I believe. And the appointments director may correct me on that. I just know that the number is 11 between now and June of this year, because I'm very focused on June because, again, we've calendared these hearings. I think we are in a position to be in a very good place in June with respect to the Rutherford litigation.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Good afternoon. My name is David Warren. I'm appearing on behalf of Taxpayers for Improving Public Safety. In light of your comments of being brief, I will not provide a Talmudic discussion. I'll just limit it to we are supporting the nominee, although I do it with some trepidation because of the burden that's being placed on his wife because the guy works 24 hours a day. But we have noticed some major improvements in the administrative aspects of the Board of Parole hearings, and it is solely the basis of his initiative and drive. One of the questions I would request perhaps the members to address on Prop 9 and its impact on the parole hearings is the change wherein an unlimited number of individuals can now participate on behalf of the victim to testify against the inmate's parole hearing, and the prohibition for his counsel or the parole nominee to ask any questions about that. The burden that's being placed on these large number of individuals coming into very small spaces in the correctional facility diverts correctional staff from otherwise important tasks. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witness in support?
Good afternoon. My name is Donald Miller. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I'm a legal consultant, and I work for 8 attorneys, many of whom do parole hearings, and who my work is in litigation in cases in court following the denial of parole by the board or by the governor. Approximately 40 life prisoners who have been denied parole on cases we've worked have been set free by the courts. I'm not a lawyer. I obtained my law degree while doing a life sentence under the jurisdiction of the parole board through my time in prison and parole and afterwards. We, the attorneys that I work for and myself, wholeheartedly support Martin Hoshino for this position because we've noticed, first of all, a great improvement in accessibility to his staff to get legal and administrative problems resolved. And he seems to have the talent and the background to do it. He certainly can't be blamed for the problems that he inherited. And there's probably one or two of those problems that he is powerless to resolve because of a problem that exists within the board that he can't control. But for all other things, I believe he is the answer to resolve the majority of the problems that this committee has struggled with over the last few years. Lastly, and this is something that won't come up until you're facing the confirmation of commissioners, which Mr. Hoshino doesn't have control over, that one of the major problems that the committee I would like to think about in the future is that the board now consists of 9 commissioners, all with law enforcement backgrounds or peace officers, which is in violation of the Penal Code Section 5075, which requires the governor to appoint and this committee to confirm a commission that represents a cross-section of the community in gender, in employment and all other respects. So having said that, I hope the committee will focus on that in the future, but we fully support Mr. Hoshino. He is the man who's already started to resolve some of these problems. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there witnesses in opposition to the nominee? Now, let me ask one other question, and then we'll have somebody move the nomination. Our staff here has had a difficult time getting the answer to an important question, and that is whether or not there's actual programming for so-called lifers, rehabilitation programs, for lifers who have more than 3 years left before they're likely to be released. Can you clarify that for all of us, please?
It's a question that we are also seeking an answer for at the board. We have been impressing upon the commissioners that wherever and whenever they can get the information from the actual institutions that they're at when they have time to seek it out, because we think local availability of information is best. We have made requests from the part of the CDCR that controls that program. They've honored some of those requests. We've had some high-level presentations. I do believe their program is in a state of flux. Nevertheless, we were able to get an inventory from them in December of last year, I believe, of what was available. And then I was lucky enough to actually meet a provider of programming, Prison Focus Insight, and there's a woman named Jamie Carroll who I invited to come to the next board meeting, which will be next week, and make a presentation. I happened to meet it and get lucky and see it, and what struck me about it is they were specifically talking about life-term inmates that were in this particular program. So it was noteworthy for me and impressed it upon me.
How long, though, before you might get back to us with a more comprehensive answer?
I'm sure before the week is out.
Before the week is out. Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Hoshino, by all accounts and by your testimony here today, you're obviously a committed public servant and an excellent nominee, and prepared to support you today. But I want to make the statement in general that my predecessor in this job really placed a priority on scrutinizing appointees made by the governor when it comes to the whole corrections. And we're going to continue with that scrutiny. And I know that there are a whole host of appointees that are due to come before this Rules Committee over the course of the next year. We spend way too much money in this area. And to expect anything less than, frankly, the kind of performance that you're exhibiting, we'll make no sense to the state legislature. We want people who are focused on reform. We want people who are focused on efficiency. We want folks who can give quick answers and appropriate answers and full answers to the legislature when it comes to our oversight of this still troubled department. It should be of great embarrassment to all of us that we're under the jurisdiction of a federal receiver here. And that's not anybody's fault in particular. It's all of us. And so this is going to be a core piece of our work here with the Rules Committee to make sure that we have in place people, not only with Board of Parole hearings, but throughout the entire department, that are focused on reform and fixing these multitude of problems. So I'll take a motion. The nominee, Senator Pesa, moves. Please call the roll.
Senator Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Onnestad?
Aye.
Onnestad, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg,
thank you very much.
Thank you, members.
Keep up the good work. All right. We will now go into executive session.
No?
I'm sorry. We've got... We have a number of gubernatorial appointees subject to confirmation but not required to appear. We have Richard Figueroa, member of the Managed Risk Medical Insurance Board, John McGinnis, member on the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, Gil Van Attenhoven, member of the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, James B. Hussey, member of the State Bar Board of Governors, Edward Olson, member of the Cal Veterans Board, Thomas Richards, member of the Cal Veterans Board, and Cynthia L. Dellums, Member Commission on the Status of Women. Are there a few that you're not prepared to support, Senator Dutton?
Items 2D and 2J.
Okay, if we can take a motion then on items 2, E, F, G, H, and I, we'll take those first. Moved by Senator Dutton, please call the roll on those nominees.
Senator Sadio?
Aye.
Sadio, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Onistead?
Aye.
Onistead, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
All right, those will go to the floor. With regard to Richard Figueroa, is there a motion on Mr. Figueroa? Senator Oropeza, please call the roll.
Senator Sadio?
Aye.
Sadio, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Onistead?
Aye.
Onistead, aye.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
All right, and Cynthia Dellums, member of Commission on the Status of Women, moved by Senator Oropeza, please call the roll.
Senator Sadio?
Aye.
Sadio, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Onistead? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Okay, both Figueroa and Dellums move to the floor. Okay, member appointments to the standing committees. Yesterday, made those announcements, and I would take a motion to approve the member appointments to standing committees. We'll do select committees and special committees very soon. Moved by Senator Oropeza, please call the roll.
Senator Sadio?
Aye.
Sadio, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Onistead?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Okay, the adoption of the 2009 Senate holidays, you may want to hold off on that, only because we are going to have an executive session here on Senate finances, and two might be related, all right? So without anything further, we will adjourn the regular hearing of the Rules Committee, and we will go into executive session.